call the Election Commission meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Acting Chair Ballas.
Here, here.
Thank you. Commissioner Bonham is absent. Commissioner Arvidson.
Present.
Commissioner Fletcher.
Present.
Commissioner Jensen.
Present.
Thank you. All are present, with the exception of Commissioner Bonham.
I will now accept nominations for the chair.
May I suggest we do like a brief introduction for each other, since I don't know that we all know each other, kind of state why we're here and things like that, and then that might give the four of us that are present an idea on who they would like to have be a chair or vice chair.
Okay, I forget what year I came on, but it's a three-year term, so I think it was two years ago. And I moved here from Virginia in 22, and I'm retired. Wanted to start getting active in local things. Retired Air Force, and so I never really looked at my local, you know, because I grew up Air Force, so.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Of course.
Okay.
And you're next.
Tim Arvidson. I have lived in Douglas County for almost 40 years. I have been in the town of Castle Rock for about 25 of those years. I've served as a delegate, local county, and state delegate to the GOP General Assembly. I've served in multiple commissioner roles in the town of Castle Rock. More recently, the Public Safety Commission. Served for a couple years before that. Served as an alternate on a charter commission that approved the election of a mayor in our town. Most recently, I ran for Colorado State Senate. Received the endorsement of the Colorado GOP, significant influencers and political individuals here locally. That's my background. I spent 35 years in technology and leadership primarily, and I've been retired for about a year and a half, doing more real estate types of development issues, and I've always been absolutely honored to serve my community.
Would you like to go or you want me to go?
Yeah, doesn't matter. Bob Jensen, lived in Castle Rock about 14 years, Douglas County for about 21-ish. Retired car dealer, been retired since I've been in Castle Rock, and since COVID have decided that I need to be more involved in whatever I can be, so Election Commission seemed like a place to start, and here I am.
I'm Charles Fletcher. I've been in Castle Rock for 27 years, run for council twice, ran for mayor once. I've been serving on boards and commissions for, I believe, 18 years. I've been the chair of the Water, Planning, DRB, not Public Safety. It's one of the only big ones that I skipped, and I was most recently over on Public Works. Mm-hmm. I've been a Douglas County Elections Judge since 2014, assisting over there. I've been a volunteer with the Castle Rock PD. And I'm here mostly to just kind of learn a little bit more about how the Castle Rock gears actually grind, getting into the code and paying attention to that type of thing, especially as we're moving forward towards another redistricting in the very near future. We've had a lot of the growth in the town. Much of it I saw come in when I was sitting on Planning Commission. And I have two young children who are both in high school still. Even though I'm semi-retired, I still do a little IT consulting on the side. And on Mondays and Wednesdays, after any meetings we have on those days, you will see me skedaddle because I teach Taekwondo up at Hunley's Taekwondo up by the Target.
Awesome.
Okay. Now we're open for nominations, accepting nominations. Can we self-nominate? Is that, or I don't know.
Yeah, you can self-nominate.
You can self-nominate, yes.
I would also just ask, is anyone interested in any of the roles?
You're right.
I personally would be, but I understand Robert's rules fairly well, and I think that's beneficial in the meetings, and I not only think Robert's rules, but also the type of decorum that we'd like to see in any meeting in Castle Rock.
I'm not interested in serving, but.
Being new, I would just like to be observing and participating, so.
I'm happy to serve, but I'm not building a resume, so I'm happy to do it. I've chaired meetings so many times. I'm very familiar with Robert's rules. I know I sometimes make Mayor Gray wince because I tend to be more conversational when I'm running the meetings rather than official, but the Robert's rules is very important for making sure that we are on track on the record. So thank you for being an expert on that, because I will not pretend that I am one.
I am not an expert, no. I would not profess to be an expert. I think I have a pretty common knowledge in terms of keeping things moving along and not getting bottled up. So,
then if we're taking motions, I will nominate Tim Arvidsson for chair of the Elections Commission.
Second.
Second. Okay. Any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate Charles for vice chair.
I second.
I'll second.
Please mark your ballots. We can do them both at the same time, right?
Are those the only two
nominations? Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we can nominate more people. We could nominate Dana per Tim's request if we wanted to make her laugh in the meeting minutes when she comes back.
So are there any more nominations? Or?
I always, again, I know we're in a meeting, but I try and keep it conversational. I don't want to nominate someone who's not interested or put them on the spot.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, if I do not hear any more nominations, could you please mark your ballots for both positions?
Does anyone have an extra pen? I'm too digital today. Thank you, Tim.
Of course.
I won't be that guy.
Why don't you keep it till the end of the meeting?
Thank you.
Yep.
I think we just fold them in half.
Sure.
Doesn't seem like there's going to be anything big and secret.
Dun, dun, dun.
No spoilers. I'm also a huge movie guy, so I was very excited that the Star Wars trailer for The Mandalorian came out today. So. You'll notice I won't say anything about my Star Wars hobbies until after the votes are in.
Right. To eliminate any prejudice.
Exactly.
Okay, we have tallied the votes, and this is a very big surprise. It's a surprise ending. For chair, we have 4 votes for Tim Arvidsson, and for vice chair, we have 4 votes for Charles Fletcher. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We can swap seats if you like.
I just go to the right or to my left.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, just one over there.
Oh.
That was the easiest selection I've ever looked at in my life.
I would agree on that 100% because I've been in some pretty difficult situations.
Yes. You know. All right, guys. So, Chair Arvidsson, if you wouldn't mind continuing on.
Sure. Attached our draft minutes from the Election Commission meeting for your review and approval. Has the Election Commission had a chance to review those minutes from April 9th, 2024, the draft Election Commission minutes? If not, we can take a minute to read through those, and we'll have a motion to approve the minutes or reject them. And if we can go on the clock for about 4 minutes, 5 minutes.
I reviewed them, but since there's only one person who was actually here to review for accuracy, I'm kind of waiting on her perspective on if there's any corrections.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to read through, but it looks like everything that we covered. Yeah, I think okay. I'd be willing to vote for it.
Would like to be open for a motion proposal to approve the minutes.
I move we approve the minutes.
I'll second.
The minutes from April 9th, 2024, draft Election Commission minutes have been approved.
I have a quick question for staff, if you don't mind. Do we normally capture discussion items on here or only motions within the minutes? Because all I'm seeing in the minutes are just the outcomes. But if we're having a discussion about an item, say if we're discussing a districting topic, would the notes be captured automatically? Would we ask for anything specific to be captured either for the record or for council? Or are we, is the normal protocol for this commission simply the motions and the outcomes?
I would defer to what you all prefer. The last meeting that you see there in April, Kristen Reed attended that meeting and kind of sat where I sit. So she took those minutes. And we've gone to more of a action minute where we're just basically saying the outcome. But that is your preference. If you want more detail in minutes, we're happy to do that as well. So.
Okay.
That I would take your direction from.
Very good. Moving forward. The agenda memorandum titled Election Commission Determining Election Districts for the Annexed Property. I'll quickly read the executive summary. Per Town Charter Section 4-2, the Election Commission is tasked with reviewing the election districts to determine if an adjustment in district boundaries is required. The next redistricting does not occur until 2027. In February 2022, Town Council amended the Town Code Section 2.01.100C. In addition, upon the annexation of territory into the town, the Election Commission shall determine into which district such territory shall be included, provided, however, that no such determination shall be made within the 120 days before a regular town election. The next regular election is November 2026. Determining the election district for newly annexed property should not create a change to existing district boundaries and should only add that parcel to an existing district boundary. The discussion will center around there are several annexations that have occurred since the Election Commission last met. However, none of them have any current residents in them, and only Pine Canyon and Memon Parcel have plans for future residents. The Pine Canyon annexation is 535 acres. The Memon Parcel is 5 acres. The Lost Canyon Parcel is 681.07 acres. Four Corners, 8 parcels, 1.36 acres, where the town has a right-of-way ownership. South Ridge 1 on Enderud, 0.12 acres where there is a right-of-way ownership by the town. South Ridge 2, Plum Creek, 0.02 acres, right-of-way owned by the town. Gilbert and Plum Creek, 0.27 acres, ownership of right-of-way by the town of Castle Rock. Staff will contact the Election Commission to set a future meeting to make these determinations once they are all recorded within the county.
Chair, I would like to add, there are at least four of these annexations, the town-owned right-of-way, that have been officially recorded with the county, to my knowledge, that we could make those determinations at any time, or we can wait until there's more annexations to determine. It is completely the Election Commission call if you want to wait, or if you want to get some of them done ahead of time. It just depends on the frequency that you want to meet. We're happy to accommodate whatever you request. I did want to remind you that, remind the commission that none of these have any residents in them, so there is not any time crunch involved with this to get those done right away. But as I said, we're happy to accommodate whatever the commission desires to do.
With that being said, I would think it would be prudent to move the discussion further down the road to a point when these parcels are in a position where they start, where they are moving towards the development phase. And I would certainly like the recommendations from any of the commission members.
I would agree with that assessment. Do we know, on a tracking perspective, what stage of development both Pine Canyon and Memon are at, if they've submitted a primary site development plan, or if they're actually to the point of specific site development plans yet?
Memon parcel has not. Pine Canyon, I can't recall if it was a site development plan. I know they've submitted something to council. I can get you more details on exactly what they've submitted, but it's nothing that's...
That's not where I was going on it. I'm more just thinking in terms of timeliness. I think would be appropriate to your point of, once something has gone to the Planning Commission for approval, then it's imminently going to go to council, but at that point in time, we should have a rough idea of the number of parcels that are going to be developed, or in what phase and what timing. And I think that would be pertinent for us to be able to then have a discussion on to where they should be included. So should we consider offering that as a trigger point of, once an SDP has been submitted and approved by Planning Commission, that's when we would like to reconvene to discuss those?
That sounds...
I would certainly be in favor of that.
Yeah, me too.
Agreed.
That sounds really reasonable and logical.
So once site plans are created and filed with the city and the county for any of these parcels, we would be notified to any kind of information that we would be responsible for any kinds of actions on in terms of the election committee.
Okay, so yeah, so if I'm understanding, is once they've submitted their SDP that kind of plots out how many houses are going to be there, it'll give us a better picture of how many possible registered voters would be in there to be able to determine how many people, so that we can balance the election districts by population. Yep. Correct. Is that
that was where my thought was, and obviously, okay. Lost Canyon, I believe, is protected open space. So
correct.
Hopefully we'll never see a site development plan there, but
no, we will not.
Never say never.
But Pine Canyon is a big one.
Yes, it is.
So I can understand that, and so I will just keep you guys informed of when that occurs.
Yeah, taking into account the visibility that Pine Canyon has had within the town of Castle Rock as well as Douglas County, I think that's definitely a hot topic.
Well, and because of its location, depending on when they're planning on building those out, that could determine where we look at some of those areas going
yes.
in multiple different directions. So I think that's probably the best trigger we have to make an intelligent, or have an intelligent discussion. So thank you for that consideration, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Vice Chair. I definitely appreciate that. We have an ordinance amending the Municipal Code, Chapter 2, Elections. Town Council by ordinance number 2007-46, adopted chapter 2.01 of the Castle Rock Municipal Code, which provides the exclusive manner by which town elections are conducted and for securing the purity of town elections. In 2015, the Town Council approved code amendments reflecting the switch to coordinated elections with Douglas County elections. Staff recognized that the code was organized and focused on town-conducted elections and is proposing amendments to reorganize that section to better clarify the process for coordinated elections. Staff has reviewed the election code along with our CML liaison, Karen Goldman, to ensure any new state legislation does not conflict with our code. Initial discussions were held with the Election Commission, but staff feels it is beneficial for the current Election Commission to review the proposed amendments prior to taking it before Town Council for their consideration. This will not only expose commissioners to our election code and the process, but it will allow them to provide their input and suggestions. The Charter Articles 2 and 4 are attached as well as they pertain to the Town Council and elections which the code must coincide with. There were no substantial changes proposed. However, there are areas Council may wish to further amend. These are noted with Council direction. The desired meeting outcome is staff wishes to familiarize us, the Election Commission, with our code and charter in relations to elections. And we can see the next page has a summary of proposed amendments. And I would offer five minutes to review those quickly.
I think one of my biggest questions, and I didn't see it when I was trying to review it, but it was on a small iPhone screen, and my eyes are not what they once were. Is there anything in here about guidance in terms of if the town's wanting to call a special election in conjunction with the county? Because obviously if the county's running it, they charge us for it, just like they charge for the last special election. Are there guidelines in the town code to minimize spending a lot of taxpayer money for special elections when they could have just be run in a few months' time, since we do elections pretty much every year?
Yeah, so to kind of back up a little bit, the town's regular elections are in November of even number years, and that's where we elect council members.
Right.
And we coordinate those with the county. The county also holds elections in odd-numbered years. So we are able to tag on to those elections too if we have ballot issues or ballot questions.
And we've been able to tie into like primary season as well when there's been those off-season
primary
requests. Not a primary ballot per se, but in that other weird window where sometimes special things come up.
The November elections are pretty much the only one we would be able to coordinate with.
Okay.
A November election, because when it's a primary election or, metro district, weird school board, I don't know, weird other elections, it really would not be something that we could tag on to, only because those ballots don't go out to everybody. Like in a primary election,
right,
they're based on party. And so really the November elections are the only ones we could coordinate with. Now, if we wanted to do a special election, there is information in the code of how we could hold a special election. Usually the only time that we would hold a special election is if there's something pressing that council wants to take before the citizens to vote on. And it's also if a citizen-initiated petition has been submitted to put something on the ballot and it doesn't fall within the time frame where we could push it to November election.
Okay.
That would require a special election.
And did the code on those change on how we're running special elections with the updates on January 1st, 2025?
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's where I was going.
Okay, thank you.
open for questions from the Election Commission on the summary of proposed amendments that the town council and staff prepared.
I apologize for doing that out of order, Chair.
I'm sorry, what?
I apologize for doing that out of order. I'm asking the question first.
That's all right.
Again, my interpretation of this is a lot of it's just cleanup and moving things from a town responsibility to a county responsibility. I guess my question would be, and I'm not going to pretend I'm an expert on the town code. The last time I remember reading it in depth was 16, 18 years ago when I did my first council run. I read it all, and it's mm-hmm. all very different now. It's all redlined out. Are there specific elements from your expertise as staff and someone who lives in this domain that you would suggest we look at to kind of focus our efforts from a 74-page document down to maybe a couple bullet points that you think are the most important ones for us to look at?
Like you reflected, much of this is to reorganize it. When this code was first written, we did do our own elections. And so it was mainly organized and focused on town-conducted elections, where we actually printed the ballots out, mailed them out, counted them ourselves, all that kind of thing, even registered voters ourselves. Now everything is coordinated with the county. And so we wanted to reorganize it so that it made more sense that, and it followed the flow of how elections are conducted, mm-hmm. that the county coordinates those. That was a council decision. It made more sense, it was more cost effective and more efficient for us to tag on to those county elections and have them coordinate them for us. The main thrust of this amendment was to reorganize it so that it focused on how we proceed when we coordinate elections. Everything up until we get on the ballot is our election code. How we get candidates on the ballot, how we get ballot items on the ballot is all done per our code. And then once it goes to the county, once it's on the ballot, then we defer to their process, which they follow Title I in the statutes. And so our election code only handles up until that point. Now if we do a town conducted election, then it's all us.
But and that's where some of these things are for like election judges, how we would handle election judges if the town was to do it, not on a coordinated election.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that's the main change of these proposed amendments. There are some technical things that we changed, some deadline issues that we didn't, that used to be back in the day were the deadlines for when we did our own elections that don't make sense now because they don't match up with the statutory deadlines that we have to meet with the county. So we had to remove some of that. How we computed time was different than how the county does it. Some of the definitions weren't there or needed to be tweaked. Those are all just kind of technical things. There were a few policy changes that we're proposing. One that I can point out is if there's an issue committee formed, and an issue committee does not support a particular candidate, but it can support or oppose a ballot issue or like a general type of candidate support, but not for specific candidates. Those issue committees weren't required to report until they either accepted or spent $2,500. And so we did propose that amendment to where they just need to report regardless of how much money they brought in or spent, just for transparency reasons. So that is one thing that is a change. The other change, um, was how we counted ballots. Now, this would only apply if we conduct our own election. But the way that the town used to do it, if we got two ballots returned, so if somebody voted and they forgot they voted or they thought they lost their ballot, but it did go in and they get a replacement ballot and they voted that one too, we don't count either one. That is not consistent with the statute, and it's not consistent with how the county does it, which they're controlled by the statute, where they just count the first ballot that was returned. And so that, I think the reasoning behind that is the intent. So the voter maybe voted and then decided, oh, I changed my mind. Yeah. So they want to send in a replacement ballot and hoping that one will count. So to avoid somebody being able to change their vote, mm-hmm. We just counted the first ballot and counted the first ballot instead of none of them, because if you don't count any ballot, then you're kind of disenfranchising their vote. So that is one change that we also decided was a good change to our code. And the same thing with if there's a, I think that was it, just the replacement ballots, change only counting the first one in.
Well, and that makes sense, because the county process, if someone submitted something later, they would have no way of going back and uncurring a ballot that's already batched and stuck into a bin of 100 other ballots.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good change.
Yeah. So I don't think there's a lot of it is just kind of aligning more with statutory wording so that we're not conflicting with that. It just makes it a cleaner procedure. We're proposing to remove one of the filing deadlines for candidates for their financial reports, just because there's a lot of them, and they're, again, it wasn't consistent with the statutory requirements, so we tried to line up more with them by eliminating one of the deadlines, which was 11 days before the election, because you're already filing 32 days before, 21 days before, the Friday before, and so we thought we could safely eliminate the 11 days before rather than adding that extra.
As a participant in that process, I appreciate that change.
Yeah. We are proposing to ask them if they want to include in the code any term limit information. It's not super clear what terms are, what partial terms are. We don't have it defined in our code what a partial term is for council members. We have it for boards and commissions now, but we don't have it for council members. So if somebody was appointed midterm, depending on when in that midterm, does it fall less than half or more than half? Should it be counted as a full term? Should it not be counted as a full term, so they could technically run for 8 more years, or should they only be able to run for 4 more years if it's counted as a full term? So some of that clarifying language, we would like to ask council if they want to include that in here. Because even the state constitution is not clear on that. So since we have the ability to make those calls ourselves as a home rule town, it might make sense for us to clarify that so that we don't have questions like that in the future. We did have a situation come up where we had a council member that was appointed for a 2-year term and then served another term, and could they run again? And we had no clear answer to point to, and so it was a little uncomfortable, and it ended up not mattering because they got elected to a county office, but it was a little tense trying to figure out what we should determine. So just trying to avoid problems in the future.
I like that.
open the floor for possible motions to...
I do have one more question, but I'm afraid it could be a rabbit hole. So if...
Okay.
You okay with that?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
If this is a proverbial third rail, just warn me and I'll retract my question. One of the things I did notice fairly consistently throughout the packet, there was a lot of discussion around election-related offenses. So I'm curious where that level of discussion is coming from, because if the county is running it, are these... Would these be things that Castle Rock PD would then be charged to go out and cite, or would be we'd be passing those up to county officers to try and resolve, and then using county resources to prosecute such offenses? Or does this go straight up to the, you know, the state or federal level, depending on the type of thing? I'm just wanting to make sure that we're not putting our Castle Rock police officers in an enforcement position that might not be their area of expertise. And that's where I'm kind of asking the question on, is it appropriate for the home rule for Castle Rock to be monitoring, or do we want to fold that into a bigger authority, so to speak? And I don't know that I have a strong opinion. I'm just curious if that's where the discussion is based on, or if that's been part of the discussion behind these elements.
Right. This would not involve Castle Rock Police. These would be... I don't know the term, a civil issue, to where the alleged offense would be brought forward, an affidavit would be filed with the town clerk. The town clerk would then refer it to the town's prosecuting attorney, and then they would look into it, and if they feel there's reasonable grounds, they would prosecute them in municipal court.
Would this still be applicable if this was a coordinated election, that mm-hmm. if the county's running the election, but someone would get upset here and they would file with you, and then the town has its own little subset of a lawsuit going on, or would they have to go to the county for that?
That is a good question, and it probably depends on what the allegation is.
Considering that we also may have federal election violations as well.
Right, and I think if it's related to something in the municipality, that we would handle it locally.
And if it's anything in larger in scope in terms of state or federal would be handled by the appropriate authorities.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where my head's at is, I think we would, I would strongly encourage, maybe I'll put this into a motion when we get there, to make sure that we're not sticking our toes where we don't want them to be. I don't mind the town being an advocate. I mean, the town's been in front of the Supreme Court on two separate occasions. But at a certain point in time, our police officers, our town district attorney aren't trained for some of the election stuff. So I just want to make sure we're, if we're revisiting the rules, mm-hmm. I want to make those rules as robust and accurate as possible for maximum success, so that if there is an election violation, the right people get it in a timely fashion to resolve it, and we don't get in the way of that timely resolution, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. That's where my head's at on it.
No,
I take it very seriously.
It's a very good point. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, looking through these, they really would be handled at the county level if we're doing a coordinated election, because these are all things that are happening, you know, at the ballot or at the polling place or whatever, or with the registration or anything like that. And so this would mainly apply to a town-conducted election, that those complaints would come through and we would send them to our prosecuting attorney. But I will note that with our legal staff and ask them exactly your point. Do we even have this in our code? Or do we need to determine if these are offenses that we would prosecute locally if it's a town-conducted election? Is that what...
That's where I'm going, and I think, you know, obviously, legal and the police department and council should have the final say on something like that. I'm saying, when I look at this, I would kind of pull those pieces out so that they're a separate discussion item in front of council, so that it's very clear. So my background with boards and commissions has always been, how do we make it as clear to the councilmen as possible, because they have 500-page packets to go through?
Right.
And I think this election criminality aspect is something that could use that type of lift out to say, in general, it's all going to go up to the county because they're running the election and any complaints will go up there. And then if you get the chance to review it with legal, say, this is what legal has said. If we're running something internally, this is what we would have to do.
Okay.
And that could then also be a good element to have for if people are pushing for our local run elections, to understand that could be an increased risk for the town if we're running those, in terms of if we think there's going to be shenanigans or what have you.
Okay. No, that's a very good point. I appreciate that, because that was not on my radar at all.
To Commissioner Vice Chair Fletcher's point, I think that now versus later, creating that template is going to be very important as our community grows, to have an understanding of how we deal with potential risks and potential election abnormalities. Yes, thank you, sir.
I got your back.
Because this is something that seems to be coming up more frequently, more so at the grassroots county local level. And I think if we kind of have a template, nip it in the bud, to Vice Chair Fletcher's point, I think that serves a great purpose for the future.
Thank you. I will definitely, I'll be meeting with a town attorney sometime after this meeting and definitely bring that up.
And if there are any if there are any comments by the town attorney that we should consider, I think we should be in the loop on that. Because I don't think we know all of the risks. We don't know all the insides and outs, being brand new to our commission at this point. As a former candidate, I'm very aware and very cognizant and sensitive to what potential problems can arise in a campaign. So if we can have that insight from our town attorney, I think that would be helpful in directing us in the future.
Absolutely, thank you.
I do have a partial motion before we move everything on.
Absolutely, floor open to motion.
I would like to propose a motion to recommend to town council that they do look at those partial term definitions and complete those as part of this exercise. I think that definition needs to come from them, not from us.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Motion so approved.
You can do a vote on it?
I'm sorry?
You can do a vote on it, or you just can do a second?
Sorry. Yeah. of course, we should probably vote on it. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those not in favor? The ayes win it in 4-0.
Great. Thank you.
It's fine. That's why I'm here. I have your back.
No, feel free to help me. I haven't done this in a while.
And moving forward, we have possible motions to either accept the amendments as presented to town council for their consideration, or move and set to a future meeting of the election commission for further discussion of the proposed amendments.
And to be clear, these amendments are for the ordinance portion, not for the election district portion.
Okay.
Just so we know what we're all talking. I just want to make sure that that's staff's intent and our intent in voting, is that this is for the amendments that we've been discussing for the last little bit, not the annexation piece that we briefly talked about and set new triggering criteria. Is that
correct
assessment?
Yes, that is. Thank you for steering us back on track here. And that would be correct. So do we have a vote in favor?
So I'll go ahead. I move to accept the proposed amendments as presented to forward to town council for their consideration, including the recommendation for partial term definitions and outstanding follow-up on election penalties questions.
All those in favor?
I second.
Aye.
However you want to do it, man.
Aye.
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 Okay.
All those in favor said aye, and we have 4-0.
Okay. And so would you like me to get back to you more informally with an email what the town attorney determined on the penalties, or did the commission wish to meet to discuss it further?
My understanding, and I will defer to the chair's direction on how he would like to proceed with this. A lot of times we don't want to do things like this in email to avoid CORA requests that might reveal something that is more meant to be an internal discussion. So I would say if it's something that you feel is relevant, let's call another meeting and get something scheduled. If it's something that's more informational that we can just add into the agenda of a future meeting, that's where my inclination would lie.
I would agree with the vice chair.
Okay.
I got my paperwork kind of mixed up here. Let's move to
that should be it.
The we move to the ordinance, and we are.
I think we're adjourned.
Yep.
So
I think we've concluded our business for this evening, and do we have a motion to adjourn?
I so move. I move to adjourn. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to vote no just because Councilman Dietz wanted to see a no vote coming out of a commission.
I will vote no as well, so we have a tie.
No, don't do that. Now
I'm just
to stay.
No, all right. I vote yes that we adjourn, and this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll get there.
You're fine. This is how I run meetings, which was very helpful in disarming upset people in planning commissions.